Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. And this is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden, as the announcement just said. I'm just repeating myself. Got some new guests here today. Actually, two of them are, they're not old. They're, they've been on before. Let me make that clear. I'm the oldest one in the room, I promise you. Georgina.
Hi.
Hey, great to have you here.
Thank you.
So glad you could make it. And thank you, taxi driver, for going and picking her up and
pleasure.
So on. And I understand, Pauline, that you're doing a little bit of Ubering to kind of pay for coffee and stuff.
You bet I am, baby.
And being a female, she's, you know, she's wanted out there in a lot of ways.
That didn't sound right, but I am.
She's wanted in a lot of ways. Yep. Yeah, yeah. No, and that's nice, especially for guys. Which
and for
which
women,
conversations?
For women, actually, the women are very happy to be picked up by a woman. So.
Be picked up by guess those are there's women like that too. Yeah. Okay. All kidding aside, this is the day, the first day of September, when on the air we're talking about making amends. We talked last month about putting a list together, a list of places, people, things that were incomplete in the past, and things that needed amending, which usually meant people. So we made a list of people, and now we're coming to where we're going to talk about who's on that list and how do we approach them. That's the general theme this month, Georgina, of everything that's going on in sharing the burden. I think you know that, but I'm just reinforcing.
Yeah.
And so, when we think, and this is good for all three, Peter over there on the left, Georgina in the center, and Pauline on the right, and Patty on my left, teaching me how to do this board, and, believe me, I'm not bored. I'll tell you. Now, Peter, tell me something new.
New Liskard.
Okay.
Thank you. Pauline, you went out of your way to get our guest here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah, you're involved very much with Georgina and many mm-hmm. people like her. Mm-hmm. What's your experience like right now? Where is your first amend going to be? And that's a hot seat question, folks. So
you're talking about
who? Where are you going to go? Where's the unfinished business that's the highest priority on the list we made last month?
Huh? We talked about this in the car coming home from Vanier last week, didn't we? There is a list of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure that I can go to them directly, but I've made amends.
You know what? That's perfect.
Yeah, I can't
hold it right there because
I can't go to them. That's I know.
Well,
that.
What you've said is the perfect answer. I'll tell you why. When we do this step, we really should be doing it in concert with somebody else and with mm-hmm. somebody who knows the program, somebody who we can sit down and discuss what the situation was, what got you into that, somebody you can really trust. Mm-hmm. And then you may decide that, we cannot go to that person or those people or whatever, for the simple reason it's going to make things worse as opposed to better. So, the step says if we're going to hurt somebody, you know, and it means including ourselves, mm-hmm. Maybe we have to do it in a different way rather than going directly to them. So, you know, you can do it a lot of different ways. You know, you could write a letter and then burn it. The idea with this step is to get the thing out of you, you know. And so that you can say, I've done everything I can. I am really finished with this. There's nothing else I can do. I'm not playing it again. I'm not going back there. I'm finished with it. It's over. It's done. And I'm moving on with my life. That doesn't mean that person or that situation can never happen again. It just means you've done your part. Now, if there's anything else that's going to go towards correcting the situation, it's probably not going to come from you. And therefore, you know, no skin off of your back. Georgina, when you think of making amends, do you have actually some people that you have to go to over time? Or are you clear? You're kind of up to date, you know?
I'm up to date. Two people that I like to make amends to are my parents, and they're both gone. So I speak to them through God. And I think they've heard me. Other than that, though, I'm very open and honest. It's taken me a long time to get to this place, but I'm pretty well an open book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from past conversations, I haven't had many, but I know Pauline has. I can go along with you totally. Yeah. I know you're a current kind of person. You were always able to come up quickly with answers. Real answers, as opposed to, I say quickly, I can see you thinking, but they came out and they were real. No, seriously.
Yeah.
And,
and
like some people figure, it's my turn to talk, I just have to talk, I'm going to say something. You're not one of those. Your experience, and I don't know how deeply or how far into it you want to go. You're not on TV, obviously, so that that partially protects your anonymity.
Yeah.
However, you have a name that's not super popular.
No.
You know what I mean? So somebody might pick it up sometime down the road. This can go out on the air to anywhere, depending on what we do with social media after we record and turn it into a podcast. Your experience, can I ask you about your experience over the last year?
Well, this last year, I guess, has been a little difficult. I had a situation where I was taken away from my family. And that was difficult, but I try to make lemonade out of lemons, and I think I did. I know that God is with me, and God has put certain things in my path. I think I rose to the challenge. As difficult as it was. And I also think that I learned from probably one of the biggest mistakes of my life.
Wow.
And what I learned is that I can handle just about anything. And I never really doubted that, but then again, I was never really put in a difficult situation where my autonomy was taken from me. And when that happened, two things happened. I became very angry with myself. And then I became very thankful that this happened to me to show me a path where I can go anywhere in life and know that I'll be okay. And that I surround myself with people that help me. Like I came in contact with a lot of really good people. People that also were in a difficult situation, but we were able to share and we had a community. And I think without that community, it would have been pretty dark.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was able to gather a community around myself, and they surrounded me and helped me and showed me the way and showed me what was possible in this new reality. And I think in the last year, that's what I've learned, is that I am strong, and to believe in myself, to really believe in myself. I think before I thought I was strong, but now I know I am strong.
Well, you know, it's interesting and difficult time for sure. And being able to say that you learned much from the sharing experience and with people probably a lot less educated in many cases, maybe some more, I don't know. But just speaking to different people in the environment, I can say that unequivocally from my perspective. And to me, that's more important than labels. You might have PhDs coming out of your ears, and that wouldn't matter to me. Your presentation is what's important. It's who you are, you know, not what you do so much. But I think it's so powerful to be able to look at an experience as a learning experience and as something that was supposed to be there. I think it's easier that way. You know, if we come up with the sense that, well, that was part of my path. I didn't plan my path, but it was part of my path. My path, like all paths, are perfect. You know, history is never a mistake. It's always what it is, you know. So I think that's a great theme, and I think we can work along that, you know, for the rest of our show here, and also think a little bit about what's on that sheet there where we you guys can have a look at that. We're going to take a break in a moment, and we'll be able to discuss very briefly what's on that. But it's real simple, and you might notice the note I put up in the top that, you know, who did I write off? And I think that is a key question, because we've all written off people over the years, and in many cases, you know, we come up with the idea that I've grown so much in so many years and so on and so forth. Well, there's a good chance those adversarial relationships in the past have had similar experiences. So we need to go back once in a while in our heads just to see where there's written off things that maybe should be visited again. So with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back probably in a minute and a half.